in all of the old mythologies, there were two orders. There was the spiritual order of light from up there shining through the stars and sun and moon. And there was this gross matter order of earth down here. And now we know. Galileo already told us the laws of earth are the laws of the movements of the planets. More than that, Kant asked, how is it that I can calculate the geometrical measurements of the space here and know that these measurements will hold in space over there? How is it that the mind can conceive of mathematical orders which it knows will work elsewhere? And then just think of it. No one had ever been up going around that moon before our men went up and our machines went up. And the calculations, mathematical, here on Earth, worked up there. Kant's answer is that the laws of mathematics are the laws of the mind. And these laws will work in space all the way. Man has thrown his mind around the whole space that will ever be. And there's no other law working up there but the law of our own mind here. And when you realize also that the deities of all the traditions are projections of the mind, the center of gravity has shifted to you and me right here on Earth. We are the source of all the gods. And they refer to us. And the different orders of gods are different orders of human realization. Now we come to the next problem. Each of us is limited in his own way. Each of us is capable of experiences that are his own and differ this way and that from someone else's experience. And now, when a mythological image is presented to you in a rite, you should be allowed to experience it in your way. My point is, a ritual is an opportunity to participate in a myth. You are, in one way or another, putting your consciousness, even the action of your body, into play in relation to a mythological theme. And as I hope I've made clear, mythological themes are projections of the order of the psyche. Some of the psyche has levels and levels and levels of depth and wonder. And so by participating in a ritual occasion, you are in a magical field, a field that is putting you in touch with your own great depth. And then to have someone come along with an interpretation of that ritual that does not correspond to your experience of it, you are being cut off from the symbolic experience. My point there is that the function of the church is best served when it gives people occasions and opportunities to participate in these great, eternal, mythic experiences without telling them how to experience it, without telling what the meaning must be. What I'm saying is that the rites work, but the dogmas don't. When the rite comes along with a dogma attached to it that was formulated in the 3rd century A.D. in the Near East, and the ritual is presented here, and you are having an experience of it, forget the dogma and experience the form. No artist sends along with the forms that he presents to you a statement of what they mean. In fact, if you look at an artist's work, and he has brought this out, this is his mythos, he's brought it out of his soul, it's his experience. And so you look at that, and you say, what does it mean? He'll give you an answer if he despises you enough. The thing is supposed to work on you. Take it your way, or leave it. Now, fortunately, as I say, we live in a secular society, so there are many, many varieties of ritual experience being offered to you. The varieties of the Christian presentation, for example, inflecting this wonderful mythos many, many ways.